Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Feels like a Monday because I've been out of town. We did do the show live from KSCO out in Santa Cruz on Monday. We had a retransmission for part of the broadcast. Paul Watson filled in yesterday on Tuesday. It is the 27th day of October, 2010. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. Now, we've got some huge breaking news today. We re-aired an interview from 2 weeks ago with Jesse Ventura. But he's going to be live again today with us for a little more than an hour, coming up in about 60 minutes. Because Jesse has gone on a lot of national television shows, on live TV and off air, and gotten in the host face about the fact that Gulf of Tonkin was staged, 9/11 was staged. We've got all the election news coming up, the open border news, Obama on Mexican TV in Mexico saying the Republicans are your enemy, you know, vote for the Democrats, this is sedition, that's all coming up. But I wanted to get Jesse Ventura on because he is the most vocal spokesman for 9/11 Truth because he gets on more national television than anybody else. And he's obviously a powerful media figure and well-spoken. But I wanted to have Ventura on, not so much about the TV show and other things that are happening, but specifically 9/11 and go over all the new 9/11 news that's come out. Now, I talked to him about a week and a half ago, and he knew I was going out of town, so he said, come on after, he said, I'll come on after I get back, after I had returned to Austin. So I called him yesterday. He's coming on today. And just since I talked to him, even more evidence of what he's specifically coming on concerning 9/11, even more of that information on that specific area has come out. And that's the controlled demolition of Tower 1, 2, and 7 9 years ago on September 11th, 2001. In the last month, there has been 5 terabytes, thousands of videos and audio clips released by NIST, by the federal government. Now, the CIA, going back for decades, will classify millions of news articles a year. Because once the government looks at something, it doesn't want other people in the government looking at it. They will classify it. The news article is still out there publicly available, but the CIA itself classifies it so that their investigators and people in other branches of government don't have access to it in their databases. Now, most of what NIST has never been seen before because it was shot by FBI, CIA, local police, Port Authority, firefighters, and other agencies that got their cameras out. Even 10 years ago, you know, already most agencies had their own cameras to document everything. If you go out to any type of event or city council member, city council event, you'll see police there videotaping things. And so NIST classified these thousands of videos. No one's even chronicled them all. We know there's thousands. An organization sued the International Center for 9/11 Studies, spent years getting these. They've done an incredible job. I want to get them on sometime this week or next week to thank them and to talk about the process of getting these. I want the International Center for 9/11 Studies on as soon as possible. Thank you. A note to the producers because we think on our feet here. It's all part of a live, interactive. You see what happens here inside our office. It's all completely transparent. I want to get them on. But every day, people going through these videos are finding new incredible bombshells. The new one today, the new one that's come out today is so incredible. And it only backs up the hundreds and hundreds of videos that people taped off the news that confirmed bombs in Tower 1, 2, and 7. The firefighters and police saying they were told to get back. Building 7 was going to be blown up with a controlled demolition. Now NIST has released stuff confirming that. And the newest info just out today is at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. And it's one of the biggest pieces of evidence yet. And Jesse Ventura, coming up in about 55 minutes from now, will join us to go over all of this. But I'll tell you about this info on the other side of the break. Get into all the election news and a lot more straight ahead. This is going to be a key broadcast, October 27th, 2010.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Vedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. Well, 58,000 of my generation died over something that was a lie.
And I didn't touch that. That's not where I was going.
This one's a lie, too.
Ah, come on. Well, that exchange took place after my interview with Jesse Ventura. That was just a preview. Now, here's the entire interview with the shy guy, the retiring former wrestler, former governor, actor.
Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura will be joining us live. It is Wednesday, October 27th, 2010. And going back a few weeks ago, I noticed that Jesse was going on a lot of national television shows and talking about the fact that Gulf of Tonkin was staged and was a lie to get us into Vietnam, and so was the destruction of the World Trade Center towers. And I agree with Jesse when he focuses in on the controlled demolition of Tower 1, 2, and 7. Now, I wanted to get Jesse on today, and he's coming up in about 51 minutes from now, to specifically talk about the fact that the International Center for 9/11 Studies sued in the last 2 years, and was able to get, because NIST for many years was refusing under FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act request, to release the thousands and thousands of videos and audio from police and fire and emergency management transmissions. Well, now in the last 2.5-3 weeks, people have been culling through the thousands of videos, and every day, huge bombshell information comes out. Remember this video a few weeks ago. 911 firefighters reveal huge explosions before towers collapse. And that corroborates all the other mainstream newscasts that showed firemen, police, medical workers, FBI, others saying bombs are going off. There were bombs going off. There were bombs going off before the planes even hit, about 20 seconds before and then right before. This is just incredible. As they were staging this controlled demolition in phases so that it didn't become too obvious for the public. Part of other NIST videos that have been released show amateurs shooting video of 7, and before it collapses, you hear boom, 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 boom. Then a few minutes later, boom, 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 and then boom, 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 it falls. And NIST was also caught because they released some videos, again, in the last 3 weeks, that were already publicly released by other agencies, or that we have a newscast of, and NIST edited out the audio of the explosions going off. I mean, why are they trying to hide this information? Now, remember, separately we have CNN and local news stations with police saying, get back, they're about to bring down Building 7. We have BBC false starting and announcing that Building 7 had fallen 25 minutes before it did, and saying it had fallen in its own footprint. Three modern steel buildings falling on the same day. Never before happened anywhere in history. Hotels, not even built as well, have burned for days and not collapsed. And then you have Barry Jennings, the deputy head of emergency management, inside the World Trade Center 7 building, and saying that their building hadn't been hit by a plane, but there was a huge explosion, blowing out several floors, dead bodies everywhere. That's on record. And then he mysteriously died right as people talked about basically deposing him for lawsuits so that a new investigation could be forcibly opened. So all of that is coming up. But what is the latest big news and information coming out of NIST today? Exclusive. Uncovered 911 footage shows FBI director asking firefighters about secondary hits on WTC. And it's firefighters with their cameras at their side. The FBI director of New York comes over and identifies himself as Barry Ma. He comes over and identifies himself, and the firefighters talk about bombs in the buildings and bombs going off after the planes had hit. And he says, yes, I know, I saw it. I saw the whole side of the building blow out down on the bottom floor. Exactly what people like William Rodriguez, the janitor, said he saw, and then the media tried to demonize him when we have all these other witnesses. And here's the problem having Ventura on. I have probably 100-plus old newscast videos and eyewitnesses reporting bombs going off in Tower 1, 2, and 7, the North Tower, the South Tower, and Building 7, the 47-story building that nobody talks about, bigger than most of the largest high-rises in major cities. I know bigger than any building in Austin where I live. It would be one of the biggest buildings in Dallas, Texas. The problem is we have all these new videos. It's very hard to put all this on in a short soundbite fashion. And that's why I wanted to get Ventura on, because he's always on these shows and they try to interrupt him. He only gets a minute or two to talk about it. But what Jesse covers gets more attention than most. And so by having him on and going over all this evidence with him, we'll have a one-hour radio show / video presentation that'll be uploaded later this afternoon at PrisonPlanet.tv for members that'll stream live today as well. In fact, IT folks, this is so important today. I know we can't afford it every day. Can we start streaming live on video for free and put a link up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com during the second hour only today? We can do that. Just so it's already streaming, we know it's there. Make the link live as soon as you can, whether it's 5 minutes from now or 20 minutes from now. Let's get that up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You'll go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it'll say live video link for 9/11, 9/11 special report live video link, or live special report, live 9/11 video link report, something like that. We'll get that up in the next 10, 15 minutes and send it to everyone you know. If you're a radio listener or a PrisonPlanet.tv member. It cost us $3,000, and we've got cheap bandwidth. For most of you, it'd be more than that, but we buy so much, it's more inexpensive to stream to over 200,000 people. The computer calculates it's over 150,000 individuals in the 27-hour live broadcast we did a few weeks ago for the Money Bomb. That cost us over $3,000. And so I would do this every day. I'd have a free video link for everyone every day if we had the funds. But you can do the math. If we streamed thousands of dollars of free video a day, that would turn into what's two times 300 shows or so a year, 600, $900,000. So and that's a rough estimation. So we can't afford this every day, but this is so important, and I want this to get out to the full internet now, especially all of you folks that are on YouTube and the other video sites. Like Daily Motion and the rest of them, we're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're already live at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. You can go there right now, 15 cents a day, and watch the show. But I just now had this idea to put up a free link for everyone for the balance of the broadcast as soon as we can get it up, because it's one thing to hear the FBI director of New York saying, yes, I saw the bomb blow out the side of the building. And to hear firefighters talking about it. It's another thing to see the video. I mean, a lot of the people trying to debunk 9/11 truth, they just say these videos are fake, even though the government admits they're real. Now, I see neocon operations still saying Operation Northwoods isn't real, even though ABC News, Associated Press, Baltimore Sun, you can go to the National Archives online, read Operation Northwoods, the plan to stage 9/11-style attacks. And they still just say it isn't real. So it's kind of like 11 years ago, I went to Operation Urban Warrior and other training drills and showed Marines on video training to take American citizens' guns. You've now seen it in Katrina. You've now seen them admitting on the news they're training for it 11 years later. I got hundreds of calls, emails, and letters saying it was all fake, that I had hired the Coronado amphibious aircraft carrier to land, that I had hired hovercraft and warrior fighting vehicles to land, thousands of Marines, troops from at least eight other nations, the giant groups of role players they had to play the part of Americans. People said I'd hired those role players because they got confused by the fact that the military had hired actors to play the part. I mean, it was incredible. People cannot believe this stuff. But by seeing it, we may be able to make them understand. We wish 9/11 wasn't an inside job. It's a lot less scary if a ragtag groups of people, wearing turbans on their heads had done this. But I got the news flash for you. They didn't. And we're only focusing in on the bombs and the buildings because we know we were lied to about that. And if that's a lie, if Building 7's a lie, everything is a lie. If that's a lie, everything's a lie, and it is. Then you study every other area of 9/11. I mean, here's Fox News a week and a half ago. I was on Man Cow this morning in a big kind of Republican-style show, and he had to admit, he goes, yeah, Alex, you're starting to really wake me and my audience up. It's true. Anwar al-Awlaki, number one in al-Qaeda now, number three at the time of 9/11, at the Pentagon with the head brass and secret meetings and having dinner with him 2 months after 9/11 when he was on the news as one of the 9/11 masterminds. That's Fox News. They got the documents. Al-Qaeda leader dined at Pentagon just months after 9/11. I mean, you think I like this? You think I'm glad I've been proven right? You think I'm glad I've got Newsweek admitting the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases? I mean, you think it's fun to interview the embassy head from Jeddah, Mr. Springman, when they were ordered to let the 9/11 hijackers into the U.S. even though they were flagged as terrorists? You think it's fun to be right about this? This isn't fun. You think it's fun to risk my life bringing this information? To risk my name, my family, everything else? I'm going to cover all the election news. I'm going to cover all the situations with the border. I'm going to get into the major political realignment happening, the latest military news, and then Jesse Ventura is joining us coming up in 40 minutes and 40 seconds. So he'll be on with us for a little more than an hour and 5 minutes total. So we can go over all these clips and get his take and his view on it on the other side. But again, what's my ETA on that video link going live, Matt? 5 minutes, it'll be live at Infowars.com, and then on PrisonPlanet.com, you'll just click on the link. And there'll be a video box with a flash player right there for you. And then policing it out to everyone they know and tell them to tune in T-minus 40 minutes to hear Jesse Ventura with the most powerful 9/11 info ever. Stay with us.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources, Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're live. It is Wednesday, the 27th day of October 2010. Governor Jesse Ventura will be joining us for a 9/11 breakdown of the latest incredible information. New York FBI director on the day of 9/11 saying he witnessed one of the big bombs going off after the planes had hit. Other witnesses reporting bombs going off seconds before the planes hit. This is all incredible, and the government tried to suppress these videos. And imagine as the Center for 9/11 Studies tries to go through the 5 terabytes, 5 terabytes, even with high-quality video, 5 terabytes is just, depending on how you compress it, 20, 30, 40, 50 hours. These are cruddy, compressed web videos. They have reported that they have just thousands of them they're trying to go through. And it's just, and this is all the stuff NIST wouldn't release. They released everything else. And every video they pull up is bombs going off, police talking about it, firemen talking about it, FBI people. Don't you know why they don't want this information out? Because they blew those towers, all three of them, right in front of all of us, and they think we're stupid enough to buy into their official story. Okay, my head is spinning here. We've got all of Jack Conway's dirty tricks in Kentucky that are just off the chart. And the media is ignoring the fact that his brother basically resigned as a deputy prosecutor in another county, and then that the state attorney general warned him through detectives in the department that he was being investigated for narcotics trafficking. A deputy prosecutor accused of narcotics use and trafficking, and then his brother protecting him. Yeah. And we're surprised he questions Rand Paul's religion and implies he's kidnapping women. And they've got these clearly staged events with people scuffling and the media running with it. But then when the big Democrat unions beat people up all over the country, it gets ignored. We've got that information. We've got election fraud and electronic voting scams going on massively right now. In fact, I want to get Bev Harris on in the next few days of black box voting immediately. That's a note to producers. Immediately. As soon as we can, tomorrow preferably, and she's one of the best experts out there. She's chronicling all this, and I've got all the mainstream news on that here in front of me. We've got Democrats defecting to the Republicans at the federal and state level all over the map. They are in free fall. They are running against their own President Obama now. And I've seen Democratic operatives on MSNBC say, this is a good thing. Obama's unpopular. They should be deceptive and claim that they don't like him to win. And we've still got, what, 5, 6 days, 7 days? How many is it till Super Tuesday? How many days is that? 5, 6 days. I'll expect for them to say Rand Paul murdered Kennedy tomorrow. I mean, they'll probably say he's got, you know, women in his basement. I mean, they'll probably say he killed the Easter Bunny. They'll probably say he's a Chinese jet pilot from Pluto. They'll probably say that, you know, he caused the banking crisis. None of it true, but they don't care. That's how desperate these people are. We're going to get into that after the break. But here's just the news today. Lawmakers may probe late military ballots. That's out of the news in Illinois. It's in Fox News. It's the Chicago Tribune. All over the country, hundreds of thousands of ballots. Troops aren't going to be able to have their vote accounted for. Nevada voters complain of problems at polls. County says touchscreens are sensitive, but they keep reporting that they can't vote for Sharon Angle. The only person they can vote for is Harry Reid. And Obama is campaigning there, telling the illegal aliens to vote for him. And in Nevada and Arizona, guess what's being announced? They are not asking for IDs in those key states to be able to vote. Notice it's all the illegal alien-run states that you can't see an ID. In Texas, is one of the only states where we're overrun with illegal aliens where they do make you show an ID. But they're now reporting that many counties are not enforcing that law. But here's another one. Voters report problem with ballot machines. I've got another one here. Arizona voter ID law overturned. Politico. A 6-year-old Arizona law requiring voters prove their citizenship in order to register to vote was struck down. The illegals get to vote. But the vets, the troops, the active duty, you don't get to. There's a big boil-down article at prisonplanet.com, infowars.net, and infowars.com. Election fraud worries already rampant. Widespread reports of machines flipping votes. And it just goes on and on and on that front. Meanwhile, we've got some good economic news. Bank of America hit with foreclosure class action suit. CNN actually being honest for once, trying to stay relevant. Want to get away with murder? Become a bank. How about a super bank, not your local bank? Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, says Blackwater behind terrorism. Treasury shields Citigroup from corruption probes. We'll get into the Conway behavior against Rand Paul. It's all coming up on the other side of this quick break. And then Jesse Ventura, that live video link, free for everyone, is now live at InfoWars.com. Spread it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hello from eFoods Direct. The end of October is around the corner and there's no shortage of frightening news these days. Global financial meltdown, saber-rattling with Iran and other nations, worldwide drought and food shortages, more than 40 million Americans on food stamps and tens of millions unemployed. Have eFoods Direct help ease your fears this fall season with free shipping on all orders placed between now and November 1st. Every dollar you spend will buy food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping throughout the continental United States. When you have a supply of delicious, nutritious food from eFoods Direct, your future is fearless and the shipping is free. That's free shipping on all eFoods Direct food products. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, the 27th day of October, 2010. The free video link for the special broadcast today, so folks can not just listen but also view, is up at InfoWars.com in the featured news section for everyone. The title of the article page that has the free video box is Special Free Live Video Radio Simulcast with Jesse Ventura. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura joins Alex Jones for a special live video and radio simulcast today to discuss the latest bombshell revelations surrounding the 911 cover-up. And tell Watson to give it the variant headline for Google News of Special 911 Cover-Up Simulcast with Jesse Ventura. Special 911 Cover-Up Simulcast with Jesse Ventura. And you know why I'm going to do that. Because we're going to make it the number one Google search. Haven't done this in a few weeks. I know you can do it. 9/11 cover up. I want to make that the number one Google search today. Then we'll have an article out later this evening about all these revelations. It'll be the number one story on the web, and we'll reach hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of new people. So the search term is 9/11 cover up. 9/11 cover up. Three words, basically. Or, you know, the 911 and then the two words, cover up. 911 cover up is the Google search term, another key weapon in the InfoWar arsenal that we all use here together. I spoke off and on for 8 hours, and a lot of it screaming out there on Sunday and Monday night in beautiful Santa Cruz with the great KSCO. Crowd. It was amazing. Aaron Dykes was with me. He's been there the last 5 years for most of my speeches. And he said it was the most powerful speech he's ever seen me make. There's some low-quality versions of it out there on the web or pieces of it. But we're going to race this week to get much of the 8 hours of speeches I gave. Richard Mack just showed up because he was in the area. Joe Bannister. And post that at prisonplanet.tv for viewers. In fact, I may even take part of the first speech that I think was the more powerful. The second was powerful as well, but a little bit more subdued. And play part of that on Friday or even on the Sunday radio/TV transmission. Now, before I get into all the election fraud going into this 2010 election that's coming out and the demonization in ultra high gear as they head towards the finish line here with Rand Paul, depending on the poll, 5 to 9 points ahead. He's lost a little bit of his lead because some people are stupid and believe the incredible demonization that's going on. So this is very, very close with most polls with a margin of error to 3 to 5 points. But in every poll, even with a margin of error against him, he's 2 to 3 points ahead. Some polls 5 points ahead with margin of error added in for the enemy, Jack Conway. So that is all coming up as well. But I do just want to ask listeners to put 9/111 cover up into Google over and over again to make that the number one search term today. I just want to get plugs out of the way for our great sponsors that make this broadcast possible. And all the sponsors that you hear me promote are people I really believe in. One of them is Diamond Gusset. And they've got a new sale. You've heard me talk about our favorite jean company, Diamond Gusset, before. But they are making it even easier to try them if you haven't before. These folks are running a special. This is their largest sales event of the year. It includes every single jean they make. This is a good opportunity to try different fits and colors. You can actually name the savings you can get with this special promotion for Alex Jones listeners only. All you have to do is click on their link on InfoWars.com in the right-hand column to take advantage of this great special. Once you try them, you won't want to wear anything else. So there's a bunch of different specials, you know, about the free T-shirt specials and the rest of it. Go to GussetClothing.com, G-U-S-S-E-T, GussetClothing.com today. Folks, don't wait. Go to InfoWars.com and click on their banner. And, of course, you can also go to 888-8-GUSSET as well and call them on the phone. I also want to tell you briefly about another great sponsor as we try to get off the grid here, and that's MySolarBackup.com. We've been promoting these for over 3 years. Listeners just love them. It's put out by the great folks from Solutions from Science. It's a solar panel, the little control unit, the battery system. Can run your shed, your garage, a few big appliances in your house, or you can get a bunch of them and run the whole house. This is a tried-and-true, high-quality system. The globalists don't own the sun yet, so get onto the solar system today. That's 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365 to get a free information pack, or go to MySolarBackup.com to check it out online immediately. MySolarBackup.com. Okay. Man, I'm energized. I'm so fired up. I've got a watcher. I'm going to go absolutely apier today. And we've done a lot of preparation ahead of Jesse Ventura joining us coming up here in about 22 minutes from now. So please get the free video link on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, special free video radio simulcast with Jesse Ventura, and send that link out to everyone you know. Anybody who's questioned 9/11 but isn't sure if it's an inside job. We're just looking at the controlled demolitions today and this NIST suit with these thousands of videos released. And I just imagine what's already come out, what is going to be coming out. Okay. I want to recap this before I get into the new information on the election, what we just briefly covered in the last segment. Lawmakers may probe late military ballots. Springfield, Illinois, and I'm seeing these reports all over the country, Florida, California, New York State. It's always the same thing. We lost your ballots, your absentee ballots, if you're overseas in 60-plus countries. Sorry. It just continues from there. Illinois may not be finished investigating those late military ballots. Members of the House of Election Committee say they're considering formal hearings into how the 36 counties missed the deadline to send ballots. They didn't even send them. And then they've got the other problem of getting them and losing them and not counting them. So there's a bunch of problems. To deployed servicemen and other overseas voters. State Rep Dan Brady of Bloomington said there is clearly something wrong when one-third of local election officials missed a federal deadline to ensure soldiers and sailors have their votes counted. At least let's have some kind of inquiry and let's review, find out what happened for sure, and then take steps to make sure it doesn't happen in the future. We hear this every election, every 2 years, when they lose the ballots or don't deliver the ballots or disqualify the ballots, that, oh, let's have an investigation. And then it gets worse each time. And it's the same thing with the electronic voting machines. This is Fox 5 Vegas. County says touch screens are sensitive, and then they go and talk to people. It's the same problems. Over 160,000 people that vote early in Clark County have been reporting to the media that they're not allowed to click Sharon Angle against Harry Reid in the Senate race. So it doesn't matter if Harry Reid's 5 to 10 points, depending on which poll you look at. Will he magically win? And then will there be an investigation? It's incredible. The system is scared of real constitutionalists getting elected. When you see election fraud, when you see the media claiming that people are kidnapping women and hate black people, when you see stuff like that, you better know they're good. But then meanwhile, Jack Conway, very serious corruption cover-up that's been proven. I don't know if the allegations of drug trafficking are true, but the police blocked it and worked with the attorney general whose brother, whose baby brother, is, and this is in the Kentucky newspapers, but it's not on Kentucky TV that I've seen. I've done searches. I've done web searches. There's a couple news articles, a big, detailed five-page article that I read as I was getting on the airplane at 7 o'clock in the morning yesterday, stuck on the tarmac for 20 minutes. I read the whole five-page report. It's detailed. It's powerful. It should have a more powerful headline, though. It's got a weak headline. You don't find the last two pages what Conway admittedly did for his brother. So that's all going on. But when you get some real corruption, true absconding an investigation, true obstruction of justice, nothing happens because he's the attorney general. And notice how Rand in the primary had to run against the head of elections. The people pointed out the corruption there, so he still won handily in the primary by, what, more than 10 points. This time it's the attorney general he's running against. But lawmakers may probe late military ballots. You know about that. Voter reports problems with ballot machines. This is just coming in from all over the country. Nevada voting machines automatically check Harry Reid's name. Voting machine technicians are SEIU members. So the people running the voting machines are members of SEIU, the mega union that's openly communistic, and their members have been caught beating people up in Missouri, Florida, you name it, and they never get in trouble, and it never becomes a national news story. Groups of thugs beating people bloody, but then a supposed Rand Paul supporter kind of steps on a woman's shoulder, cop style, to keep her down on the ground. I'm not defending what he did, but you can see he lightly puts his foot on her to hold her down. He didn't jump on her like the cops would. But the point is, and what they did to her was wrong, but they thought, they see a woman with a fake wig looking crazy running towards Rand Paul when he gets out of his car. They were scared that maybe she was going to do something, and that's what they said. But once they got her to the ground, this guy didn't need to put his foot on her head. And I don't know if this was staged, but MoveOn.org, I mean, George Soros openly funds them. You've had in Kentucky three separate cases in the last 2 months of Jack Conway supporters who work for him and volunteer for his campaign on record, dressed up in clownish outfits, saying racist things. So if you've been caught over and over doing something, you've got to look at them doing it again. But I don't know. It looks staged to me, but regardless, it's being hyped up. It's all over ABC, CBS, NBC. They're acting like it is the end of the world, that this lady wouldn't stop rushing towards Rand Paul. So they grabbed her. She fought. You can see her smiling while it's happening. She is really pleased. She's getting what she wants. The camera with one of her people is on her. And then she gets on the ground. They wrestle her down with limited force. And boom, boom, this guy puts his foot on her shoulder. Okay? So the issue is, my gut tells me it's staged either. Well, point is, we got to move forward. Because there's so much going on here. But Nevada voting machines automatically checked Harry Reid's name. Voting machine technicians are SEIU members. Clark County is where 3/4 of Nevada's residents live, and where Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's son, Rory, is a county commissioner. Rory is also a Democratic candidate for governor. Since early voting started, there have been credible reports that voting machines in Clark County, Nevada, are automatically checking Harry Reid's name on the ballot. And then it goes through all of the evidence. But don't worry, Obama is rallying the illegal aliens to vote all over the Southwest, saying basically the Republicans are their enemies and racist. So you've got the president working with a foreign group of people to have them illegally vote. But you'd say, well, don't worry, they've got to show their driver's license that they're a citizen. No, they don't. No, they don't. Arizona voter ID law overturned. Politico.com. A 6-year-old Arizona law requiring that voters prove their citizenship in order to register to vote was struck down Tuesday. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the portion of the law, and notice all over the country they give illegals driver's license anyways, that voters present identification before casting their ballot, but part of a proposition passed in 2004 amid concerns illegal immigrants may try to vote in the state and federal elections. Opponents of the law argue it would lead to thousands of residents being turned away at their polling places. And there's all these other articles about Democratic Party operatives, admittedly, being caught on tape at events talking about vote early, vote often. Yes, we're engaged in fraud. And it goes on to say that they'd have to show a driver's license, but not anymore. No, sir. You don't have to show a driver's license anymore. No, you don't. Of course, in Mexico, they shoot illegals coming across their southern border from Guatemala. I think that's a bad thing to do. But there's no weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth about what's happening to Central and South Americans. No. And there's no weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth whenever citizens get killed on the Texas border trying to ride around on a jet ski. But, oh, my gosh, the illegal aliens, they need to vote, and meanies are trying to stop them. This is the globalist North American Union SPP takeover. This is how they're doing it. Okay. Continuing here with election news that I have here in front of me. Lieutenant Governor Scott Angell switches political parties, says Obama does not represent him and is becoming a Republican. Democrats are now running as being anti-Obama, anti-Obama health care. Democratic candidate, I voted for John McCain. Democratic candidate, Mississippi has said he voted for Republican John McCain in the 08 election. The most extreme example of the current midterm campaign of an ostensible ally of Barack Obama distancing themselves from the president. Here's another one. Obama administration to halt invisible fence. First they built a fence that didn't work, never really built the whole thing. Now they're halting it. Obama tells Latino voters he can't pass immigration reform alone. He means illegal alien voters. And it just continues on from that point. Now looking at the Kentucky situation, here is the article that you want to read. It is 5 pages long. We linked posted a boil down from the dailypoll.com up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. LMPD probes detectives who tipped off prosecutor under investigation. Now, when you read the article, you don't find out till a page in that it's Jack Conway's brother, who was the assistant or deputy prosecutor in Jefferson County. You don't learn that till page two. It's a good report, but it should be, the headline should be Jack Conway gets inside info, warns brother about drug raid. And you learn that Conway, the attorney general, this is the top cop of Kentucky, gets word that, this is all in the article, 5 pages long. He learns that his brother, the number two cop in his county, prosecutor, he learns that Conway from detectives that he legally told him at meetings, this has now been admitted, Conway admits this, told them that your brother, there is an investigation for narcotics trafficking and usage, and we have this from directly from inside someone that was in his home and directly from sources, and they're going to raid him. And then the detectives went separately, two of them, three, and met with Conway, the attorney general, and his brother, and said the raid is coming in 2 days. And they're all in here saying, well, I thought he was innocent, so I told him the drug raid was coming. And, of course, when they had the raid, Conway, the brother of the attorney general, who himself is a prosecutor, first lied when it came out because other cops blew the whistle. Other detectives blew the whistle. They're like, we're not going to be part of this. And it's all in the article, word for word. I mean, they're being interviewed by the newspaper. That they lied and said, we didn't warn Conway's brother. I mean, look, here's the deal. Even if he didn't have drugs in his house, and now we'll never know, even if he's not a narcotics trafficker, even if that's not the case, and that's why prosecutors get so corrupt because they're always dealing with drug dealers. A lot of times they make a deal. The drug dealer says, $100,000, you let me off. Most people are corrupt and do it. But the issue is crimes have now been committed of inside job cover-ups, obstruction of justice, absconding an investigation.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The admissions in this Courier-Journal.com article, 5 pages of it, by 3 detectives, other prosecutors, Jack Conway, his brother, They gave him an internal law enforcement warning that he was going to be raided. They held the raid up for him. When he was questioned later, he said he didn't know about the raid. The two of the three detectives are on record, and we've got photos of them up on the video screen for folks watching the free video simulcast at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where you can see their faces, see their photos, see Jack Conway's brother. In fact, let's blow up that photo of him for folks, the guy on top above the detective, the guy in the suit. That's the prosecutor. That's his brother. And we'll give people his name as well, Attorney Matt Conway. And you don't learn till deep in the article that it's the brother of the Attorney General, or that the brother, the Attorney General, had met with the police, met with the detectives, and then they held off the raid and said, we're coming in 2 days. And another detective's quoted as saying, whatever you're doing, you better get cleaned up and get ready. I mean, this is completely illegal. There is not a grand jury in the country, if they're not corrupt, that would not indict the attorney general, that would not indict his brother, Matt Conway, that would not indict at least two of these three detectives. Imagine, Jack Conway in Kentucky is going after Rand Paul, claiming he kidnaps women, not true. Claiming that he is a racist, not true. That he's against the Civil Rights Act, not true. All of that disproven. Okay? Meanwhile, for 3 days, it has been in the two biggest papers in Kentucky that the deputy prosecutor, Matt Conway, was under investigation for narcotics trafficking and usage. And his brother finds out about it from the police, has secret meetings with him. They warn him to get ready for the raid 2 days later. Then they lie and say they didn't warn him and didn't have prior knowledge. Now they admit they lied. They're quoted in the article as saying, I'm sorry I lied. You've got the top cop of the state of Kentucky running for Senate against Rand Paul. Is this on CBS News? Is this on NBC? Is this on Fox News? It's nowhere except in the local news, and it's barely even being reported there. The headline should say, will there be criminal indictments of the attorney general and his brother, the prosecutor? They've absconded. They've had obstruction of justice. They've lied to other investigators when they first came to them. It's all admitted where they lied and said, no, we didn't get a warning. We didn't warn Matt Conway, the brother. Conway told investigators he had tried to protect Russ because I just didn't want to see him lose his job over this. And it was foolish. I'm sorry. It's wrong. And you know, I'm paying for it now, the records show. These are from the police reports. They're caught red-handed covering up a narcotics investigation of his brother, who's a prosecutor, and he is the attorney general. But instead, there's a fight where a Rand Paul supporter gets hurt. A woman in a wig rushes Rand Paul. They tackle her. One guy puts his foot on her head, and that's all over the news today, one of the top stories in the country. Oh, we better not vote for Rand Paul, who's 5 to 10 points ahead. We better vote for Jack Conway. Meanwhile, he's covered up a narcotics investigation dealing directly with his brother, who's another prosecutor. Now, we've got to get this story out. In fact, maybe we should write an article about it and call it Jack Conway Narcotics Cover-Up and make that a top search term. Jack Conway cover up. In fact, we'll get an article boiling all this down out. I'll get Watson to do it right now. Jack Conway cover up. We'll make that the number one search term. Jack Conway cover up. And with this big Jesse Ventura interview coming up in T-minus 2 minutes, 911 cover up is the other search term today, and it'll lead them directly to the article we've written, directly to the free live video link for this radio/TV interview that we kick off with some of the most powerful 9/11 information ever in T-minus 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.